Blog Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say it like this. Take the limit off.
TTLO Radio is on the air, broadcasting live. That's right, I said live, from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. Let me say it one more time so I can really understand. But I just, okay, what happened to my sound in my ear? Now, I had stuff fixed the way I was. Okay, there we go. But let me try that one more time. Broadcasting live. There we go. Come on now, from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music, y'all. It is that time. Y'all might as well come on and get ready and join on in. As always, it's your boy, your host, Mr. L. King. I'm in the studio by myself today, but guess what? I am not alone because I got both producers on the other side of the glass. I got LaTanya Melton and Junebug. My associate producer, Jalen Melton, is in the house. They are handling all the technical stuff on the other side of the glass for you boys. So we are going to enjoy this thing today. Today's topic is going to be awesome. Y'all ready for this? Y'all ready for this? Today's topic is going to be hot. What is the connection between worship and feelings? Oh, yeah. What is the connection between worship and feelings? That's today's topic of conversation. Hope y'all ready for that again. Again, what is the connection? Between worship and feelings. That's what we're going to be talking about today. Y'all know what to do. Y'all come on in, chime in, jump in with your boy. But if it's your first time being a part of the show, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's broadcast. That's right. If you're already listening on the line, simply push 1 and you can be a part of today's show. That's right. You push 1, that'll get you to my producers. One of them will check you out, make sure you got some kind of Holy Ghost, and then they'll put you through the line on to me. Yeah, there we go. I'm hoping to hear from somebody tonight. Y'all come on and call in. And if it gets good to you, if you're too much to type, too much to email, too much to tweet, come on, give us a call. The call-in number is area code 323-870-4375. Again, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. That's right, 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. That's how you can find us. One more time, for the Holy Ghost, 323-870-4375 is how you can find us here. Yes, sir. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. You can tweet the show, TTLO Radio. That's the one way to find us. Yeah, that's right, TTLO Radio. You can find us right there. One more time, for the Holy Ghost, TTLO Radio. You can find us there if you want to tweet the show. If you want to email the show, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. That's where you can find us on email, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. Yeah, you got to get all that in there to get that email right, takingthelimitsoff@comcast.net. We don't want y'all to mess up and email somebody else. We want all the stuff to come to us the way it's supposed to come to us. Amen, amen. So y'all come on in and do that as well. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can do that as well. Follow us on the gram. That's right. Follow us on the gram. Real easy to do. At TTLO Radio, you can follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. Again, that's at TTLO Radio. You can find us there. If you want to follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/TTLO Radio, facebook.com /TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Looking forward to hearing from all of you all that way. And then I believe the live stream, yep, there it is. The live stream is up and running. The live stream is up and running. TTLO, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Again, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. Looking forward to hearing from you all that way. Come on in, y'all, on Facebook and everywhere else. Y'all, come on in. You can find us there. And then last but not least, you can subscribe to our podcast. Just do a simple search. Just do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio. You can Google us. That's right. You can Google us. Do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Radio. You can find us there. And guess what? That's right. We are an iHeart radio station. That's right. We are an iHeart radio station. So you can find us there on your iHeart radio app. Just do a little simple search for Taking the Limits Off Media Group. And you'll be able to find us there. But we're also on iTunes. We're also on Spotify. We're on all those lovely locations. So guess what, man? All you got to do is search if you really want to find us. Come on now. It's not hard to do. If you really want to find us, just do a little search. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed. You can do that with any of our radio shows, man. Look, I am the flagship show. Taking Limits Off Radio is the flagship show. But guess what, man? We have some great shows. If you did not know, Grindology, that's the show for the small businesses, for nonprofits, for startups, any of that, helping you with your branding and needs and all that good stuff, man. That's all you have to do is check us out. Go to TTLO Media Group and you'll see a listing of all of the different shows that are now on the TTLO Media Group Network. There's One Sister to Another. That's right, One Sister to Another is the other show. Let me go back. Grindology is hosted by Lissette. Lissette, that's right. Lissette is the host for that one. But then there's One to Another with my twin, Pastor Angela Johnson. She hosts that show. You can check her out as well, One to Another. Right now she's just doing standalone. She's doing collaboration shows because her work schedule doesn't allow her to be in the studio with us as much as she would like. But it does give her the opportunity to come on in whenever she has means to do so. So we're looking forward to our next collaboration with One Sister to Another, which I believe is this coming Monday, right? I believe that's this coming Monday, our next collaboration with One Sister to Another. We've got a pretty big show coming up, and if I had that in front of me, I will tell y'all what that says in a minute. It's in here somewhere because she showed it to me. But now I don't know where it's at. But y'all pray for me. I'll find it in a minute. I know I saw it. It's just not in my purview right now. It's just not in my purview right now. But we do have it somewhere in here. But we'll find it. We'll find it shortly. Y'all just pray. Look, y'all pray for strength. Y'all know I'm all over the place. Pray for strength. But it's in here somewhere. I will definitely find it. Let me see. I think this is it right here. Let's see. Come on. Work with me. All right, yeah, here it is right here. All right, we found it. There we go. On Monday, June 17th at 6:30. We're starting at a different time. June 17th at 6:30. It's going to be another collaboration between One Sister to Another and Taking the Limits Off Radio. Pastor Angela Johnson will be in studio, and the special guest will be guest Dr. Robert L. East from Liberty Church of God in Christ. Dr. Robert L. East will be here, man, talking about the community center that he built. I think it was like a $5 million community center. He'll be discussing the Bishop Shepherd Little Memorial Center in Inglewood Project. So it's the Bishop Shepherd Little Memorial Center. That's what it is. We'll be discussing that and other topics. So y'all be here Monday, man. It's going to be a good show. Looking forward to hearing and seeing you guys then. I think I covered everything. But, man, let me get to the other news. I don't want y'all to be disappointed. I don't want nobody to be mad. Look here, everybody has a chance to be here. I'm hoping that my folks show up, man. Y'all come on out here and be with your boy on Sunday. Come on out Sunday, man. It's Father's Day. If your dad is still with you, if your father figure is still with you, if your uncle, your big brother, whoever played daddy in your life, even if it was mama, come on now, because I know how that goes. Even if it was mama, whoever played daddy, whoever is daddy in your life, y'all are welcome to come out, meet me here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. You all can meet me here. And guess what, man? We have a special guest on that particular day. The one, the only, LaNasia Tyson will be in the house with us today. That's right, y'all. I know if you got XM Radio, if you're local and you're listening to V103 or 1390, they are bumping her songs. Praise Party, Lessons to Learn. They are bumping those songs. So you need to go ahead. She's up and coming. She's a powerful, her voice is amazing. And she's got, her CD is entitled Dare to Praise Different. It's an amazing CD. She's an amazing talent. And that's my little sister. So y'all need to come on in and check that out. Come join, be with me. Our service starts at 10:45. Look, y'all will be out the door before 12:30. Huh? If you get to 12:30, it's because you want to be, not because you have to be. Come on now. Because the benediction will already be done that day. Huh? So look here, y'all come on in, man, and join in with us. And then for the fathers, we have Donuts for Dads, right? Donuts for Dads immediately after service. And I think they're going to have some coffee or something for you coffee drinkers, so don't panic. I know how folk is about, you got to have coffee and donuts and all of that stuff. So however you need to do it, man. But look, I appreciate y'all coming on out. I've tried to get all of the TTLO media crew to come and join in with me. I know my pastors can't really make it out because they got to be at their own churches. But I'm looking forward to my other members of the family. I already told Pastor Angela that she need to give Sister Herrington and Brother Herrington excuse. You go ahead and turn that in to Pastor Rob and let him know that that's why they weren't there. It ain't that they don't love him, but they was going to come and try to hang out with your boy over here at the TTLO studio. So y'all come on out, man, and join in with us. It's going to be a good time this Sunday. LaNasia Tyson will be in there. She's coming for your boy. She's coming because your boy called out. TTLO put the call out, man. That's the way it is. I ain't going to even take the credit. TTLO put the call out and said, hey, you want to come over and share some of your music over here at the birthplace of gospel music, huh? So since we got that, since we own that moniker legally now, right? I did share that with y'all, right? Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church now owns that moniker legally. The state, the federal, all the people said this is it. We presented the documentation. We got stuff with Thomas Dorsey's handwriting and signatures and everything on and over around this piece. So we submitted that information, and we are that. So it's official. So what better way to walk in that spirit of gospel, to walk in that newness, that something different that Thomas A. Dorsey started some almost 100 years ago than to have an up and coming gospel artist, LaNasia Tyson, going to be here, and she's going to give us a couple of her songs. I've been getting her music together, man. She sent me her music, and man, look, I'm nervous like I'm going to sing because y'all know how I am about sound. So I'm nervous like I'm going to sing, and I need to make sure all her stuff is right. Because she done been to a couple of places and her stuff wasn't right. So I'm making sure her stuff right. So I done messed with this music for about 2-3 days. And I might mess with it tonight before I get out of here. But she coming in at 10:15 to do a sound check. So that's it's going to work out. It's going to be a good time. And y'all come out. And then on top of all of that, by the way, on top of all of that, your boy is preaching. So y'all can come on out and get some of that too. Yeah, your boy is preaching. It feel like a minute since I preached. It feel like a minute since I preached. But I am preaching on Father's. This is my first Father's Day preaching in my, how long have I been preaching since? 2012? Or 13? Y'all know I don't remember. Was it 10? I really don't remember. I think it's 12. Somebody help me. Anyway, whenever that was, this is my first time ever actually preaching on Father's Day. So it's going to be a good time. Y'all come on out. Get with your boy. Hang out with me. Look, ain't going to be nothing but a little while. Y'all come on out and join on in. And I promise you, you won't be disappointed when you leave. And get you a grab a donut on the way out the door. It's donuts for dads, but they for everybody. We had muffins for mothers back in May. So that was the Mother's Day deal, which was kind of cool. It's just something after church real quick. Grab something, chill out, fellowship, and then go on home and eat your real dinner and all that good stuff. But we're doing donuts for dads this Sunday. So y'all are welcome to come out. Again, the address is 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. That's in the historic Bronzeville area. Right, the Bronzeville area over here on the south side of Chicago. So I'm looking forward to seeing my folks. I think Sister Herrington and Brother Michael are going to try to come out. And I told Angela, I know she's over the choir out there at the Greater Love, Greater Works International. I think that's what it is. Greater Love, Greater Works International Church. I think she's kind of over the choir, but, you know, she can, you know, she can miss once and come on out here and support a twin and help a boy out just a little bit. You know, I need some faces in the crowd. So, yeah, y'all come on out, man. It's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. I like the atmosphere. I must say this. I like the atmosphere around here. It's fresh. I know we still working out some kinks and everything and folks still trying to find their way. But I like the atmosphere. The atmosphere is fresh, and sometimes all you need is fresh. So I'm excited about that, man. So y'all come on out and hang with your boy and meet some of the folk around here. I think my mama might show up. Mama King might be in the crib. She might show up that day. So y'all come on out and hang out with us and meet some more of the folks. And it's going to be a good time. So, man, I'm looking forward to seeing what the Lord's going to do. And then especially if he come on, let me finish this. I got the bones of a sermon. Now I'm looking for the meat. I got the foundation. Come on now. Now I got to get the meat together. So I'm gonna work on that too. So again, man, I'm just overly excited about that. So y'all again, come on out, join in with your boy, come on, get some of this mini concert we gonna have during service. This little mini concert we gonna have. So we gonna get about. Look, her songs are. Let me look these songs up. One song, I can tell you just how long they are. So it ain't gonna be that much time. So one song is let's see where is it at let's see Lessons to Learn is 3 minutes and 23 seconds. The performance version is like 5 minutes, and then Praise Party is like 6 minutes. So we talking about 13 minutes. And then Like My Daddy is that's the song she's coming, because that's the song she wrote for her father Tyrone. But if you listen to the words talking about God, you know what I'm saying. But Like My Daddy is in there, and Like My Daddy is that's 4 minutes. So we talking about 20 minutes. 20 minutes, real quick. We spent 20 minutes in church doing nothing. So come on, do that, and then we're gonna get some word, and then we're gonna eat a donut or two, and then we're gonna go find some food, huh? Y'all come on out, man. Hang out with your boy. It's gonna be a good time. Again, this is this Sunday. So that was that. I think that's all of my church announcements. I believe it is. Y'all pray for me if I missed anything. But look, I am just excited. So I want to talk about some things. A lot of stuff since the last time we were on air has transpired. Some good and some bad news. First of all, you know, before I get into anything else, you want to send our prayers out to those of us who are out in Chicagoland area. Our prayers go out to Superintendent of the Police Department, Eddie Johnson. I got to meet Eddie when I did my service with the Chicago Police Citizens Academy, the Police Academy. But he was in the hospital. He was hospitalized this today to treat a blood clot in his lung. That's what the spokesperson said. Said Johnson was at Rush Medical Center for his annual stress test when doctors found a small blood clot in his lung. The clot will be treated by medication and rest. Johnson will remain in the hospital overnight for observation. His other test results were normal. Guglielmi said Johnson is in great spirits and wanted that everyone know that he appreciates the well wishes. So definitely want to send our prayers up to Superintendent Eddie Johnson in Chicago. They found a blood clot, but he's good. They're treating him with medication, and he's just going to rest overnight, and then we're going to pray for his speedy recovery, because there's a lot to be done here in Chicago. I want to do this. Felicia, we're going to talk about that. I want to come back to that, because that is good news. I want to talk about this. So I don't know if you all saw, those of you, this made national news, by the way, a few weeks back. This young girl disappeared, this young pregnant girl disappeared. They later found out she was kidnapped, and then she was kidnapped and then killed in a house. She was kidnapped and killed in a house, and they took her baby, cut the baby out of her, and then went to the hospital and tried to turn the baby in as though they had had the child. Now she died. The baby was in critical condition. Unfortunately, this morning, the baby died this morning, a family spokesperson said. Let me just give you some backstory. It says the 19-year-old was lured to a home on the southwest side where police said she was killed and had her baby taken from her womb on April 23rd. The baby, Yavani, had been hospitalized since in intensive care before dying early Friday morning. In a statement, the spokesperson says, "It's with great sadness that we inform you of the passing of baby Yavani Jadiel Lopez. He passed away this morning, Friday, June 14th, from his severe brain injury. Please keep this family in your thoughts and prayers as they go through this difficult time." This is probably one of the most harshest things I've ever seen. She went, and this is what happens, man. She went, you know, if you don't know the backstory, she ended up at this house because she was trying to buy baby stuff for her unborn baby, and she, I guess via social media or some medium, she met these people online, and she showed up at their house to pick up baby items, and they kidnapped her and killed her, and then cut the baby out of her, and then left her, buried her somewhere, and then took the baby to the hospital. Claiming to have found the baby somewhere, and so now the baby has passed away. It's really, really unfortunate. And then three people, an older lady, these three people, let's see here, Clarissa Figueroa, and then it was Desiree Figueroa, and then Clarissa's boyfriend. They were all, he was charged with concealing a homicide, and then Clarissa Figueroa and Denise Figueroa are facing first-degree murder charges. And now they're going to be facing double murder charges because they're responsible for the death of this infant. It's a sad day, man, when people are killing people. I mean, it's really, really unfortunate that this had to happen this way. Our prayers are definitely going to go out to this family and everything that they're going through. It's just real. It's beyond disheartening how all this stuff played out. But all we can do is try to continue to keep these people in our prayers and just do what we can, man. But you know, it's real rough. It's real rough when you see stuff like this. And you're right, Felicia. Felicia says, "My understanding of these deaths were people for children. The foster and adoption agencies are full. Go there, don't kill folks." There are babies. There are babies and small children waiting to be adopted all over the state of Illinois, all over the city of Chicago. Right? You ain't got to kill nobody for no baby. Can I say that again? And look, you can get any color baby you want. There are people. Those women who choose not to go through with abortion, who decide to give those children up at birth, you have babies every day that are coming into foster care and adoption agencies. You ain't got to kill nobody to take nobody's child. I'm sorry, that's just totally unnecessary. It's sickening, but it's nothing you have to do. You ain't got to do that to kill nobody's baby. I mean, you just don't. It's just really not necessary. It's really not necessary. But yet we continue to just do. I mean, our world is just every day is just something new going on. And at some point we just have to. We at some point we just I don't even know. At some point, we just got to stop some stuff. Right? At some point, we just got to stop some stuff. At some point, we got to say, okay, look at Lord. Look at God. There's more that we can do more. God has given us, and you know what the sad part is? God has given us the tools. He has given us the tools and the know-how to get so many things done, but yet we sit idly by and do nothing with it. And in the meantime, our children are dying. I mean, it's one, you know, we have children dying. Then we got babies. We got babies dying. At what point does it become, how much more absurd, is a better way of putting it, how much more absurd does it have to get? Right? How much more absurd does it have to get? Like, seriously, at what point do we stop the madness? At what point do we say enough is enough? At what point do we, you know, and I have never been one, you know, because of the way our criminal justice system is set up, the way everything is set up, I've never been one for the death penalty, but I'm sorry, my brothers and my sisters, this is one where, you know what, it might be time. This is one of those cases where, you know, if they are found to be guilty, and in every sense of the word, it looks like they really are, we haven't heard a plea yet, but I believe, you know, that if they're smart, they're probably going to take a plea. But there is something that is seriously needs to be done in cases of people like this. There is some stuff that seriously needs to be done in cases of people like this. Just to get folks, man, and the people, watch this, people have no fear whatsoever. People have no fear whatsoever. They have no fear of God, let alone the law, because they're doing and saying all the stuff that they thought, you know, all the crazy things. They're still doing all this crazy stuff, and they feel like they can do it without any restriction, without anybody saying anything to them, without any consequences of actions or any of those things. It just boggles my mind. And because this our society has been so lawless, right? Our society has been so lawless. Our society has been so what's the word I'm looking for? So without morals for so long, it's just kind of amazing to me that nothing has changed. Nothing has changed. So our prayers go out to this family, man, because I don't even know the words to say when you hear about an infant dying. What do you even say to that when you hear about an infant dying? So we just gonna keep them in our prayers. And hope to God that, you know, justice is served. But then, you know, to pray for these people, because what was going through their mind, right? We want to pray for these people because we want to find, because here's the deal. What was going through their minds, right? What was going through their minds that they thought this was okay, or that they thought they would get away with it? That's a real question. What was going through their minds that they thought that they would get away, that they thought they would really, really get away with this? I'm in awe that this happened. But I guess at some point you move from that to just disappointment. You move from that to just disappointment. And you just pray that God's will be done, man. But I pray for those people as well. You know, you have to pray for them just as well. So I'm hoping that things change and something comes up from these people. But, man, it's really sad that something like this happened, where an infant, a 19-year-old mother, is killed. And then in the process, not only a 19-year-old mother being killed, but then you had the child who died from the injuries from the way that the child is forced into the world. So we want to keep that family in our prayers, man. We do. And just continue to hope for the best for them. But okay. All right. We're going to move on. I thank you all for bearing with me with that. I want to move on to this. And thank y'all again. In case y'all didn't know, we are officially an iHeart radio station now. We are officially on iHeart Radio and on the iHeart Radio app. You can find us there. So again, I'm just grateful for that and looking forward to all that comes with that. That's an amazing thing. I sent my sister in ministry, Sonya Blakey, a message on Instagram. I said, hey, Sonya, I'm part of the family now. I met Sonya. Y'all know Sonya back in the day. I met her last year at this thing called Life Fest. She was hosting it for my brother in ministry. My mentor, actually, Dr. Julian Spencer, and that great church, Maine Baptist, out there in Aurora. And we had a funny moment out there. And then I ran into her in Nordstrom's again not too long after that. So, you know, we've corresponded a couple of times. So I was there, when I was actually at 1390 doing the Word of the Day a couple of years ago. She was not there, but the young lady who worked for her, and I can't think of her name now, but she was a high school classmate of mine. She was the one who got me in there, and it was a good time, man. It was a good time. So, but we're all under this great iHeart umbrella now, and it's a blessing. It's really a blessing to be there, and I'm just looking forward to all that God has coming for us. It's going to happen with us, actually, up and down the line. But I do want to move on real quick. Okay, two minutes of sports. I know a lot of y'all don't like sports, and we're going to leave it at that. So I ain't going to spend too long on it. But 2 minutes of sports. 2 minutes of sports, if y'all don't mind. All right, so the Toronto Raptors. Huh? We got some champs called the Toronto Raptors from Canada, huh? Some Canadian champs. Now, y'all know it's American basketball players on the team. Y'all do know that, right? Y'all do know that there's some American basketball players on the team. So don't be tripping about we rooting for Canada and all that mess. Yes, there are some American basketball players on the team. But anyway, y'all can move on past that. It was a great game, great series. I'm glad it's over with. Actually, I could have went for a game 7. As long as Toronto would have won. And I know people saying, why was everybody hating on Golden State? Let me say this. I don't think, you know what it is? It got to a point where everybody got tired of the Bulls. When the Bulls were winning, we in Chicago were excited, right? But everybody else was sick of the Bulls. When the Bulls were winning, everybody else was sick of the Bulls. Only us in Chicago. Only us in Chicago were happy about the Bulls. Everybody else around the country was sick of the Chicago Bulls. They were tired of the Bulls winning. They were like, okay, can somebody beat them? So that's the same thing that was going on with Golden State. You know, now I did see a nice little meme somewhere about his wife, Aisha. Somebody said it was all Aisha's fault. Blame it on Aisha. Look here, they tried to blame it on Aisha Curry. I thought that was just the funniest thing. They tried to blame the loss on Aisha. Y'all don't get mad at Aisha, y'all. It wasn't Aisha's fault that they lost that game. Y'all don't say that. That just ain't right. Y'all be nice. Y'all be sweet to y'all be sweet to the people. Y'all. But congrats to the Toronto Raptors, Kawhi Leonard. Congrats, man. That boy played some serious ball. Congrats. I enjoyed the finals. And it was weird, but you know what, though? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to move on. It was weird watching the finals without LeBron. And everybody knows I'm not a big LeBron fan, but it was weird watching the finals without LeBron. This was the first finals without LeBron James, I think, in 12 years. Is that right? In 10 years, 10 or 11 years, this is the first finals without LeBron James. Because LeBron James has been in the finals every year. This is literally, that's crazy. So that says a lot about him. And it also says a lot about Toronto, because y'all know Toronto couldn't, you know, when LeBron left the East, it opened the East up for everybody. So it says a lot about LeBron when he left the East, and it opened up the East for everybody. But I'm done with the I'm done with the sports stuff. So I just wanted to move on from that. Real quick, a little bit more news. So y'all girl Sarah Sanders, she stepped down, huh? She stepped down. Trump's mouthpiece. Y'all know the one, Sarah Sanders. Y'all know old girl, Sarah. Saber, you know, if you country. You know, if you country, you say Saber. But y'all know who I'm talking about, Saber stepped down, man. She, ooh, good Lord. Yeah, Saber stepped down. She got tired and said now she's going back to Arkansas to do some things. She's taking the seat. She's going to have a seat. And I'm just going to say it like this. I'm guessing she got tired of lying for the president. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm just going to guess she got tired of lying for the president. I think she was worn out of lying for this president. That's just my thought. I think she was tired of it. I think she had enough of dealing with him. And wait, he would tell her a lie to get up to tell us something, and then turn around and after she lied, he come on to say something completely different. Huh? He say something completely different, and then now she has to defend. She got to come back and say, well, you know, I really didn't talk to him before I came out here. And that's not true. The press secretary always talks to the chief of staff. She gets her talking points from the chief of staff and mostly from the president of the United States. So don't believe the hype when she says she was speaking out of turn or she hadn't got the information. You're too smart to come out there without the right information. You work for a pathological lie. Let's just put it like that. She was no Olivia Pope. For my scandal thing. She was no Olivia Pope. Can we just leave that there? She, right. Come on, little brother Mark Atkins. Come on, that's Mark Atkins. Really, big brother on my teeth. Oh God, man, look, I'm really waiting on my brother to come over here and sit with me, man. One Friday evening, my brother Mark Atkins. I should say, Rev. Minister Elder Mark Atkins grew up with that brother, man. I'm really looking forward to the time when he comes and sits down with me. But yeah, man, so she quit. She's gone. She's out of here. No more Sarah Sanders. I think it's the end of July. Is that when she's gone, or June? But she died. She probably got tired of, I mean, you know, you got to lie for dude every day. And there hasn't been, think about it, there hasn't been a press conference in over 2 months. She doesn't give briefings anymore because the briefings got so out of control. She stopped giving briefings because it just got that bad. And it's not that the media was attacking her. She probably just got tired of lying. She got tired of lying, but yet she's on all these shows defending him because she's the press secretary. She's the one who puts the word out for this president. And, you know, to have to lie to him on a daily basis, and then he won't even cover the lie that you told for him. He come out with a different lie. Tell me how you fix that. Dr. Kimberly Thomas, I saw her just pop on. How would you diagnose Trump? Oh, God. Dr. Thomas, how would you diagnose Trump? That's what I want to know, because, man, something just ain't right. I just want to know, man. I want to know. I do. I want to know. Man, let me put the word out, too. Dr. Thomas, come through on Sunday. Look, let me put the word out. I'm going to keep telling the word. Come through. We have the Father's Day. Felicia, I know y'all go to Lifeline. And I know it's Father's Day at Lifeline. And I saw y'all having a nice event at the Lifeline. But you and the mister, y'all can come on out and hang out with your boy at, look, 10:45, 12:30. Y'all out of here before 12:30. Come on out and hang with your boy. And let your new husband get a donut for dad. I don't know if he a father or not, or he a father figure. But y'all can come on out too. But Dr. Thomas, you can come on out and hang out over here on the south side with your boy and all that. And my producer will be here. Dr. Thomas, he sent me a message about doing the show, and I'm real bad at getting back. You got to talk to my producer, because I'll talk to you for 2 minutes, and then I forget that we had a conversation. So y'all, you know, my brain don't work. But y'all know Dr. Thomas was here with us. She was in here with us when we did the show on mental health. I met her at the symposium over with Pastor Brady and Brady and those guys over at and Lance Ellis over there. So she said thanks for the invite. That means she ain't coming. But I met her over there with Lance with Pastor Ellis and the crew, and then they came back and we did a part two over here. So she reached out to me about some information. So we definitely need to sit down and have a conversation. But if you make it over here Sunday, look, my producer will be here, so we can all sit down and have a quick chat about some of the stuff you sent me. Again, my brain has been on 25 lately, so it's about to start calming down. I'm just looking forward to all that good stuff. But man, it's really, really good, man. I'm excited. But look, we got this really good article that we're gonna jump into in a few minutes. I need to get some other stuff going on this page right here. How do I do that? Yeah, there we go. Let me do that way. Let me do this. Heller. Yeah, there we go. Let me do it like that. Let me get that done like that, and then we will be good to go. All right, so I got the watch party going. I got that going. It's on all of the wonderful pages. Everybody is happy, and we are going to go from there. Amen. Anyway, look, y'all, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're jumping right into today's conversation. What is the connection between worship and feelings? That's the topic of today's show. Y'all might well get ready. It's going to get gooder and gooder. I know that's not proper English, but I said it anyway. It's going to get gooder and gooder. So y'all might as well come on back. In the meantime, I told y'all, she's going to be here Sunday. She's going to be here Sunday at the historic Ebenezer. That's where we are. That's where my studio is, inside the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. She will be here. My little sister, Lanasia Tyson, y'all need to come on out. She's coming out, hanging out with us for the day, and she's going to be here. So y'all might as well come on out and join in with us. Let me give y'all a little bit of this, man, because this is a banger. Let me give y'all a little bit of this. Lesson to learn. Come on, y'all. Be right back. T-T-L-O-T-T.
There's a time and season for everything, and I know the long way can feel unreal. Wondering when you're gonna get what you think you deserve. If you think that's how it works, my friend, it don't. There are many things you have to learn to do before God can release what he has for you. While you're waiting on your blessings, work on yourself. Here are some things that you gotta learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your thoughts. You need to learn to watch your mouth. You gotta change what's in your heart. So you can handle it. Please understand, God knows what you want, and he also knows what's in your heart. If he give it to you now, you may crash and burn. You gotta learn how to wait till it's your turn. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the other stuff will be added in time. I'm only sharing with you what I know, because these are some lessons I have to learn. You gotta learn how to kneel and pray. You gotta learn to not complain. You gotta learn to ignore the mess. You gotta learn how not to stress. You gotta learn to watch your phone. You need to learn to watch your mouth.
You need to go to church so you can be fed. See, trials come to make you strong, but these are the lessons that will help you grow. I'm trying to share with you what I know.
Hang on,
not from the studio. I ain't gonna do this. But I'm gonna go live. It's the TTLO. I'm gonna go live right after the show. Help me, Jesus. Right after worship. You know what? Why did I just say that? Because I'm gonna be tired. I'll be wore out after I preach. I just told a whole lot. So if my producer is here and if she's here, then we'll do it. She can go live from the page and all that. Because I just told a whole lot. Because when I preach, it ain't nothing happening. So, yeah, we gonna leave it like that. I do love it, though. I love it. All right, y'all, let's jump into tonight's conversation. This article is not a long article. It's not, but it is. It touches on some areas that I just believe are so valuable. To what we do in church, and how sometimes we are so caught up, man, in feeling that we forget to worship, and sometimes our emotions, y'all don't hear me. Sometimes our emotions can get caught up in what it is we're doing. We can get so caught up in our emotions that we tend to forget that we're supposed to be worshiping. So. I'm excited to jump into this article on today. What is the connection between worship and feelings? What is the connection between worship and feelings? Let me read some of y'all comments. Dr. Felicia Brown says, thanks for the invite. Dr. She said, what'd she say? Doctor, I don't live around the corner. Look here. We go everywhere else we want to go, but I hear you. I hear you. God bless all y'all folks coming in. Yeah, there's a message in the lyrics. Crystal Williams Haynes says there is a message in the lyrics. God bless you, Crystal. There is a message in the lyrics. You are so right about that. There is an awesome message in the lyrics. God bless you. You are right about that. Man, it's a pop. The words are amazing. And that's why I think that's why I'm so hyped about it. It is an absolute message in the lyrics. And look, if you're local, Sister Williams Hayes, is that your last name? Am I reading that right? Haynes or Hayes? Oh, it's Hayes. Sister Hayes, y'all come on out, man. Look, she will be here. She's giving us a little mini sample. So she will be here at the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Look, let me put the address up here for my Chicago folk. 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, then two ends, right? Yeah, I think. I spelled that all wrong. Vincennes. Oh no, that ain't right either. That, yeah, y'all look it up. 4501 I think there it is. Yeah, Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. Y'all come on out and hang with your boy and meet Lene. She gonna be here, right? You can buy the CD if you already got the CD. You can sign it. Get the CD signed. She gonna sign my CD. Is my CD signed? Where's my CD at? In the drawer over there. She gonna sign my CD. So, cause I got a CD to sign. So 10:45. Service start at 10:45. And look, we start on time. The new pastor is military. We start on time. Ain't none of that 10:46, 47 on time. So come on out and hang out with us on Sunday. But let's jump into today's topic of conversation. I think it's worth having a discussion about, man. I think it's worth having a discussion about. Again, what is the connection between worship and feelings? What is the connection between worship and feelings? That's what we're going to jump into in the words of my good friend, Dr. Michael Bernard Henderson, on tonight. That's what we're going to be talking about on tonight. What is the worship? Spotify and iTunes. Yes, you can find all lessons. You can just put LaMasia Tyson. Just Google LaMasia Tyson or in your Spotify, your iTunes, your Apple Music. Matter of fact, you can see the Like My Daddy video is on YouTube. Huh? Come on, the Like My Daddy. She got a video that I forgot about the video. She did invite me and told me, but I forgot all about it because I was, you know, I'm trying to get in somebody's, you know, video somewhere. Yeah, right. I'm good right here. This is all the video I need. here we go. What is the connection? What is the connection between worship and feelings? What is the connection between worship and feelings? This is good, and we're going to jump right into it. This is what the writer says. The writer says this. The writer says, what is the connection between worship and feelings? Joy is not something that comes naturally. In fact, it's a choice. Yeah. He says we have to choose along the way to rejoice. We have to make a choice. That's good. He says we have to choose along the way to rejoice. We also rejoice because we know, Romans 5 and 3. Rejoicing comes from reminding yourself of something that you know. When it comes to worship and feelings, there is a similar principle at work. Oh, that's good. I like that. We also rejoice because we know. We have to choose along the way to rejoice. You have to choose that. It's a choice. Right? I tell people all the time, you have to choose to be happy. It's a choice. At the end of the day, it is a choice. When you come to church, you make a choice on whether or not you're going to worship. When you get up in the morning, you make a choice whether or not you're going to serve. These things are choices. This is part of the free, this is part of the free will that we have. You make the choice, and then your choices come with consequences. Y'all don't hear me. Your choices do come with consequences. They do. The writer goes on to say this. He says, it's amazing how many times in Scripture we are commanded to worship. Oh, God, here we go. He says, it's amazing how many times in Scripture that we are commanded to worship. Huh? He goes on to say this. He says, and not just if we feel like it. Yes. Throughout the psalm, come on now, the people of God are told to raise their hands in worship, to sing aloud in worship, to shout aloud in worship, to clap in worship, and even to dance in worship. Again, it's a commandment. Come on now, it's a command. God never asked us to worship. He said there are certain times where he implores us to worship. Come on now, where he commands us, not an ask. Come on now, it's not an ask. He commands us to do this thing. This is the part where I try to help folk all the time. I try to help folk so they can get some understanding about I try to implore people. Because I don't want you to get caught out of line. The Bible said, look, yeah, the Bible is real clear when it comes to praise and worship. The Bible is very clear. The Bible says in Psalms 150, the first thing it says in Psalms 150 is praise ye the Lord. It does not have a question mark behind it. Right? That's a command. That's not an ask. It does not have a question mark. It simply says praise ye the Lord. Then it goes on to say praise God in his sanctuary. Right? In his sanctuary, not in your church. I know you think it's your church. I know you think the beautiful edifices, they belong to you because you done paid your tithe and grandmama put a house up and gave a title and put a house up so y'all could buy the property. And I know you think it's yours. But the Bible says, praise God, praise him in his sanctuary. Come on now. God's sanctuary. That means when you walk in the door, there ought to be a praise on your lips. Come on. Jesus. There ought to be some kind of worship in your spirit. There ought to be something that watch this. There ought to, and it's a choice. You're making the choice not to. Come on now. Come on. If you think about your parents and when your parents told you to do something and you made a choice not to do. Sister Bessie Nichols, I saw you just joined us. God bless you. I need to holler at you. Hit me in my inbox, Sister Bessie. Come on. There's a choice. There's a choice that needs to be made. You're making a choice when you choose not to worship. Come on now. What did Joshua say? He said, "Ask for me and my house." Come on now. We gonna serve the Lord. Come on. He said, "I choose." Come on now. You have to make the choice. You have to be willing to make the sacrifice. And sometimes worship is a sacrifice. I like what the writer said. He says, it's amazing how many times in scripture we are commanded to worship and not just if we feel like it. That's real. That's real. Not just if we feel like it. Come on, come on, come on. The writer goes on to say this. He says, we're commanded to do these things whether or not we feel like it because worship is a choice. In worship, come on now, watch this. I told you, article ain't known. In worship, we choose to rejoice by faith because in reality that God declares to be true. We choose to rejoice by faith in a reality that God declares to be true. So watch this. I'm rejoicing in faith, not because I got it, not because of what I've been praying for has come to pass, but I'm rejoicing in faith that that what I've asked for, come on now, that what God has shown me in the spirit realm, because it exists in the spirit realm, that means it's going to come to fruition here. So I'm praising him in advance. Come on, somebody. God, that felt good. Come on. I'm praising him in advance. I'm worshiping him in faith. Come on now. What is faith? Faith. The Bible says, I believe it's Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So I'm praising him for the stuff I can't even see. Come on. When you can praise God for the stuff you can't, it's easy to praise God for the stuff you got. Come on now. But what about the stuff that, watch this, what about praising God for the stuff you ain't even thought to ask for yet? Woo! Oh my. What about praising him for the stuff you ain't even thought to ask for yet? Huh? What about praising him for the stuff that he hadn't even done yet? That's praising and worshiping him in faith. In faith. Come on, come on, come on. Let me go a little further. Let me go a little further. This is what the writer says. Again, we're talking about this. I love this subject tonight. What is the connection between worship and feelings? What is the connection between worship and your feelings? This is what the writer says. He says, here's what God often and graciously allows to happen. He says, as we declare it, we begin to feel it. Sometimes even the posture of our body will actually guide our heart, which is one reason we're commanded to raise our hands and shout in worship. Come on. Oh, my. Oh, my. Come on. Watch this. This is why I love this. Oh, come on, come on. Wait, look. Let me go and put the word out. Anybody seen Zachary? I need my praise and worship expert. Anybody seen Brother Lavender? I need my praise and worship expert. Has anybody seen him? But this is why, watch this. As we declare it, we begin to feel it. Come on. As we declare it, we start to feel it. Do y'all get that? I don't want you to miss that. When you declare it, and because of the faith you have in God, you start to already feel it, and you start to start walking in it before I get it. Jesus.
Told y'all it's been a while since I preached. I'm ready. Come on. You start walking in it before you get it. This is the reason we're commanded. I like what the writer says. This is why we're commanded to raise our hands and shout in worship. Come on now. You, watch it. You're shouting like it's already done. Yeah, I wish somebody would shout like it was already done. You're praising God like it's already done. You're worshiping him like it's already done. You're giving him glory like it's already done. There's something about your posture. I like what the writer says. The writer says, he says, sometimes even the posture of our body will actually guide our heart. The posture of our body. You know, that's why, think about it like this. That's why they always used to tell, especially young men, come on now, this is why they used to always tell young men, and they, like, especially our young black boys and young black girls, this is why you walk with your head up. This is why you walk with an upright posture. You don't walk hunched over. You don't walk with your eyes looking down at the ground. You walk with your head up like you, like, come on now, walk like you're a son and daughter of the king. Come on now, walk like you are kings and queens in here. Don't walk with your head down. And when you worship God, lift your hands. Come on now, I told y'all, look, I'll help you again. There is a method. When you lift your hands, see, come on now, lifting holy hands has a meaning. Right? See, there's two sides. When your hands are lifted and your palms are outward, I know I've been taught it before, but sometimes it just feels good to me. When your palms are in an outward expression, that's a sign of surrender. Come on, help me. That's a sign of surrender. That's saying, look, God, I give up. Huh? I humble myself. Come on. Come on. Look, I bow down and worship you. Come on. Come on. That's a sign of worship. It's a sign of surrender. And then when you lift your hands, watch this. When you put your hands in reverse, your hands and your palms are facing at you. Now watch this. This is a sign of giving and receiving. Come on. I give myself. Come on. Come on. And I'm ready to receive whatever it is you have for me, God. Come on. Come on. Reach up and get it. Come on. Jesus. My. Whoa, my. I feel all right now. Come on. Watch this. Let's go. The Bible goes on to say this. He says, when I kneel in prayer, I feel submissive. When I raise my hands, come on now, oh God, I feel surrendered. When I open my hands, come on now, I feel needy. Oh, Jesus. Woo-hoo-hoo. Come on, y'all. This thing just got heavy in here. When I kneel in prayer, it's a sign of submission. Oh God. When I raise my hands, it's a sign of surrender. When I open my hands, it's a sign of need. Come on. You ever see a child? This is the best way I can tell it. You ever see a child who's a toddler? Right? A child that just started walking. And when they want to get picked up, come on now, they surrender themselves. Oh, God, they run to the loving arms of the one who protects them, and they open their arms, and they surrender themselves, saying, take me, Lord, I'm here. Pick me up, Mama. Grab me, Granny. Grab me, Granddaddy. Lift me up, God. Take me down from this low high, from this low position, and lift me up into your arms of protection. That's what it means to lift your hands. Oh, God. Jesus. That's what it means to lift your hands in worship. That's what it means to lift your hands in praise. That's what it means to lift your hand. It's a sign of surrender. When you go down on your knees, come on. When you get down on your knees, it's a sign of submission. We can't be so humble that we can't submit every now and then. Ain't nothing wrong with going down on your knees to pray every now and then. I don't mean no harm, but I got to say it like I feel it. Y'all ain't got no problem going down on y'all knees and doing everything else. You can't go down there and pray. Let me move on. Y'all help me. I'm on go. Let me move on. The posture guides your heart. It guides your heart, your posture, your demeanor. Your demeanor, that's it. Yeah. Your posture, it's your display, huh? It guides your heart. Worshiping. Come on now, let me get back to the article. The writer says this: worshiping, despite our feeling, is a fight. But it's a godly fight, and it's a fight for joy. When you can worship when you don't feel like it, oh my God. Can anybody testify with a couple of thumbs up or hearts or something? Y'all let me know. Whatever emoji you need to press, crying emoji, surprise emoji. You can press the mad emoji if all I care. But just with a sign, could you just let me know real quick. Have you ever had to fight through worship despite how you were feeling? Oh, come on. Come on, don't leave me hanging. Don't leave me hanging. I know y'all out there. Have you ever just had to fight through emotion, fight through worship despite how you were feeling? Come on now. Have you ever fought through worship even though you were having hell in your household and hell on your job and hell in your relationships, but yet you chose, watch this, yet you made the choice. Come on now, we're talking about choice. You made the choice to worship him anyhow. Come on. I like what the writer said. He says, worshiping despite our feelings is a fight. Yeah. He says, but it's a godly fight and it's a fight for joy. Come on. This is good. Come on. Did I skip some stuff? I did. He says, the writer says, let me go back. Thank you, Jalen. Jalen, you helped me out. The writer says, worship is not a depiction of our feelings, but a declaration of our faith. Come on now. He says, it is a defiant declaration that I am not how I feel. Oh, my God. Let me say that again. Worship is not a depiction of our feelings. Come on now. It is a declaration of our faith. It is a defiant declaration that I am not how I feel. Come on now. My life is not what my circumstances may look like it is. Woo, God. What God says is true, so I'm going to act like, come on, what God says. Y'all just missed that. Let me make sure I say this and use all of my let me use all of my pontificating skills that I can. He says, worship is not a depiction of our feelings, but a declaration of our faith. It is a defiant declaration, come on now, that says this, that I am not how I feel. My life is not what my circumstances may look like. When God says it's true, and I'm going to act like it is. Come on now. What does that mean? That means I'm going to worship and praise God like I already have the victory. Why? Because in him, I already have it. You might not see it yet. Look, let's be honest. I might not even see it yet. But my praise and my worship is in faith of what he said. Did I miss it? Don't miss this. Please don't miss this. Oh, this is heavy. Oh, God, this is heavy. Come on now. He said, what God says is true, and I'm going to act like that. Come on. This is heavy. Jesus. He says, worshiping despite our feelings is a fight, but it's a godly fight, and it's a fight for joy. It comes back to the choice. Anita Cross, what you got for me? Anita says, I have many times entered with attitudes on my mind, but standing in the praise and worship loosened the chains of my situations and elevated my focus on what God does and will do for me and changes my attitude. My God, Anita Cross, bless you. Oh, my. Oh, that blessed me. Come on now. Oh, that blessed me. That's good, y'all. Sometimes you just got to worship even when you don't feel. And watch this. We go to work when we don't feel like it. Y'all don't miss this. We go to work when we don't feel like it. We could be mad. Can I talk real to y'all? Y'all know how I do on here. You could be mad as hell. You still get up and go to work. You could not like everybody at your job. You still get up and go to work. I mean, literally, you could not like everybody from your boss to the janitor at the door. But guess what? You still go to work. It's a choice. You make the choice to get up and go to work. Why? Because working, you know the benefits of that check. That check has benefits, right? That check has benefits. Let me stay with me. But when it comes to church, we could be mad at church. I ain't going. I'm mad at the church. Huh? Come on now. When it comes to church, we find all kind of excuses. We make all kind of issues up. We don't know what to do. We do everything but anything because we mad at church and then we don't go. It's a choice. Come on. Again, y'all, we talking about what is the connection between worship and feelings. What is the connection between worship and feelings? God bless you for that comment, Anita Cross. My God, that was heavy. That thing blessed me. She goes on, so she says, I can praise no matter what I'm going through. Oh, what a joy to give him glory. That is my blessing. It's a blessing. Watch this. There is a blessing in praising God in the midst of your storm. If I was going to preach, I'd share that right there. Ah! It's a blessing to praise God in the midst of your storm. That's good. Jesus. All right, let's go. The writer goes on to say this. He says, choosing to fight for joy is never more important than when we're walking through a season of deep suffering. When we suffer, it's very easy to allow our circumstances to define us. Come on now, and become our identity. I'm a kid without a dad. I'm terminally ill. I'm a divorcee. In those moments, worship is a declaration that while suffering may be part of our story, it's not the whole story. Uh-oh. Can I help y'all? Come on now. How, when you're walking through a season of deep suffering, the fact that you make the choice to fight for joy, the fact that you choose to be happy. Did y'all miss that? The fact that you choose to be happy. Come on now. It's in those moments, the writer says, it's in those moments that you're declaring that, yeah, I might be suffering. And this little season, come on now, there are four seasons in every year. Come on now. It don't stay, I know we live in Chicago, but the winter does pass. Come on now. The storm does pass. It becomes a part of the storm. When we had that polar vortex here in the city of Chicago, it became a part. It is a part of the story of your life. It ain't, your life did not end. Your life did not begin. You had some issues. Something might, a pipe might have busted. You might have had some type of problems in your house, but it was a season. It did not define you. Oh, this is good. It's not the whole story. Not the whole story. Y'all, come on. And watch this. And it's also not the end of the story. Oh, my. Come on now. It's not the end of the story. See, a lot of us, watch this. A lot of us choose to make our stories end in the midst of the storm. But nowhere in the Bible, watch this, nowhere in the Bible that I read, that it ended during the storm. Come on now. Can I borrow Jonah for a second? Jonah said, I'm paraphrasing. Jonah said, look here, I'm not going to Nineveh. I'm not preaching to them hard-headed Negroes in Nineveh. I'm not making my way. Look here, Lord, I heard what you said, but I'm making the choice not to go. I choose not to go. And Jonah got on a boat. Come on now. Jonah got on a boat and decided he was going to try to sneak off and go somewhere else. And the Lord said, Jonah, I have something that I called you to do. And Jonah ended up overboard. Huh? And Jonah got swallowed by this. Now, Jonah could have said right then, that could have been the end of the story. That could have been the end of the story. That's a part of Jonah's story. But the end of the story came when Jonah got to Nineveh. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. The end of the story could have been when David, watch this, when David messed up with that woman he saw on the roof. Y'all know Bathsheba. Come on now. Huh? He could have messed up then when that woman was on the roof over there and he was going through an issue, huh? He got excited because he saw that woman bathing on the roof. He had no business over there, but he chose. Come on now. He chose to do something different. That could have ended his story. His ministry could have ended. He could have been destroyed. Everything that was set up for him could have ended. But David said, no, 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 no. Come on now. Come on now. David said something different. Come on now. David said, look, don't take my joy from me. Come on. That's what he said. He said, don't let this be the end of my story, God. Don't let this be how this comes to an end. I'm not believing. Come on now. I'm not believing this is the end for me because you said something to me. Watch this. Watch this. David's memory came back to him when he was just a little shepherd boy before he became king. God poured some stuff into him. And watch this. David knew that that wasn't the end of the story for him. Come on now. David said, no, 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 no. Don't take your spirit from me. Oh, God. There comes a time where we're going to have to do something outside of wallowing in disappointment and wallowing in disagreement and wallowing in sadness and all of that stuff. No, 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 no. David said, look here, Lord. Look here. I know I messed up, but don't take your joy from me. Jesus. Nah. Woman. Huh? Sister Nita Cross says, she says, we must keep praising as long as we have faith and trust in the Lord. The story will not end. It will take on a new chapter of new miracles and more grace, a continuation of God's promises, which last true through eternity. Oh, that's good. That's good. Look here. There has to come a time. There has to come a time when we sit back and we really make the choice. We make the choice to be happy. I choose to be happy. I choose not to let negative people know. Watch this. I choose not to let negative people and negative thoughts live rent free in my brain, in my head, let alone in my soul. I choose happiness. This is what the writer goes on to say. He says, worship recenters, and we're done, y'all. He says, worship recenters our identity on who we are in Christ and defiantly declares the victory we have in him. It re-narrates our lives in the better, truer narrative that God provides. Oh, come on. Come on in here. Y'all don't hear this. Come on now. Come on now. That watch this. I mean no better place than the examples we have in the Bible where stories could have ended early. Watch this. And even oh God. Ah. See, sometimes this don't help right here. Sometimes, watch this, what we do in the physical, has to intersect with what God does in the spiritual. So even when physically it looks like it's over, oh, come on, help me, Holy Ghost. Even when everybody around you says it's over, come on, Lazarus. Even when everybody says it's a dead situation, there is no more help for it. You waited too long, it's been too long, time has passed, ain't nothing you can do. Even when everybody else is a naysayer, God says, but the story is not over. Hey, glory. How about you? Hey, the story is not over. Ah, whoa, God. Huh? There's something about God being the narrator of the book. Come on now. There's something about him. God, like this, I heard somebody say he's the author and the finisher. Come on now. He's the author. And until he says the end, then there is no end. Come on now. It's just a comma. Yee-haw! Semicolon. Huh? Come on now. There's no end. It's just a short pause. This is what they put in the Bible as a Selah. Like, sit there and think about it for a moment. Oh my. Oh my. Y'all need to get this thing. Y'all need to get this thing. Look, this thing done got heavy. I'm ready. I'm ready. Look, he is the one who writes the story. He decided when it was going to begin, and he decides when it's end. My job, watch this, is to praise God. Look at praise God until he tells me it's over. So even when it looks like it's over, oh glory. Even when it looks like it's over, it ain't over. Huh? Till God says it's over. Come on now. It ain't over till he said it's over. Y'all better act like y'all knowing. Act like you're knowing. Come on now. Act like you're knowing. Look here, this thing is, look, I done got warm and got a little excited. I told, look here, I need an usher, a nurse, and two peppermints and a funeral fan. This thing done got good. Look here, I'm trying to help y'all. There are going to be plenty of times where you don't feel like it. There are going to be plenty of occasions where you just don't have it in you. But I'm telling you right now, that is the best time to praise God. Glory. That is the best time to praise God. When you no longer feel like it. Right when you're about to give up. When you're right at the edge of the rope, come on now. When you're right at the edge of the rope, instead of just letting go, look here, tie a knot. Come on. Look here, I almost went. Come on, Dr. Thomas, come on. When you're right at the edge and you feel like you finna let go, like you can't hold on, like it's slipping, tie a knot and call on your Father. Come on now. Jesus. I promise you it'll change. Come on now. I promise you to change your life. Some of y'all are still sitting in situations because you're sitting there instead of praising your way out while you're there. Some of y'all stuff still ain't right because you're too stubborn. Come on now, to say, look here, Lord, I've done all I can do. I've prayed all I can pray. I've cried all I can cry. I've danced. I've shouted. I've tithed. I've done all these things. Now, God, look here. I'm gonna stop praising you until you do it. I'm gonna praise you like you already did. Gotta help somebody. I'm gonna help. I'm just trying to help these people. I'm trying to help some people. I'm trying to help one or two people. Huh? I'm trying to help one or two people. Just one or two. Come on now. In the words of my former pastor emeritus, Tab Miller, won't you come on now? Come on now. Won't you come? Is there one? I'm just trying to help one. I'm just trying to help one or two people. Come on now. Come on now. That's good. That's good. What part, Zachary? I'm sorry, Zachary just popped on. Look at man. I'm looking for you. There's got to be something different. There's got to be something different. Our way has limitations. But you got to do when the physical intersects with the spiritual. Oh God, that's when the miraculous happens. Right? When what you do in physical obedience intersects with the power of God, that's when the real manifestation happens. Watch this. Can I help somebody? Oh God, Jesus, this just hit me. When Jesus showed up at the tomb of Lazarus, and then we're going to be done, right? He gave them a command. He said, roll the stone away. It takes your physical obedience. Right? Oh, God. I like this. First, it takes your physical obedience. Come on now. It was your physical obedience. When he said, roll the stone away. Come on now. He said, roll the stone away. Then he said, Lazarus, come forth. First, that was your physical obedience to the command of God. Then it was his authority and power operating. Physical obedience met spiritual power. Come on. And then we saw manifestation. Ah, God. Come on now. That's why when we read those Psalm scriptures, that's why I tell y'all every time, those were not asks. Those were commands. Praise ye the Lord. Come on. Those were commands. Praise God in his sanctuary. Can I make it simple for you? Praise God when you're in his church. Come on. Praise him in the firmament of his power. That means everything. Come on. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Come on. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Huh? Come on. Praise him according to his mighty acts. Come on. That's what it says. Come on. I'm just trying to help you. Y'all got to get this thing. Y'all got to get it, and then I want y'all to get it and hold on to it. Get it and hold on to it. Because it means something. It means something when you can praise God in the midst of a bad situation. This thing was so rich. There was this one part that's still sticking out for me in this thing. And the writer said this, it was this thing with posture. Sometimes we come to church with the wrong posture. Can I read it again? The writer says this. He says, sometimes even the posture of our body will actually guide our heart. The posture of our body will guide your heart. Think about that for a moment. You come to church with the wrong posture. When you come to church with the wrong posture, you're coming in. Watch this. When you come to church tight, there's a thing athletes call being tight. Meaning, you know, you always see athletes trying to loosen up before they go into whatever sport they're about to play. Boxers. You ever watch a boxing match? And if you turn it on early and the main event, they always show the main event guy in his locker room. And once he's gotten his gloves and stuff on, once they tape them up, he puts his gloves on and then he starts working out. He starts doing this thing called shadow boxing, and in the process of shadow boxing, he's working up a sweat. He's loosening up his muscles. He's making his muscles remember all of the training. Muscle memory starts to come back. Muscle memory. Remember what I just said. Muscle memory. Faith. Your faith muscle. Come on now. I'm going to help somebody. Faith is a muscle. If you don't exercise it, come on now, atrophy will set in. So he exercises his faith muscle. Come on now. He exercises his faith muscle. Come on now. And that way when he gets to the ring, he's already lathered up. You see a lot of boxers when they get to the ring, they already sweating. Why are they already sweating? Because they've already worked out to a point in the back where they're loose and they're not tight. Come on, Nita Cross says, like swimming, a tight body will sink. Come on now. Y'all don't hear me. So when he gets into the ring, he's already sweating. He's already lathered up. You see him come in. They ain't glistening because they put Vaseline on their body. That's sweat. So they come in and they're ready because they're ready for what's about. They're ready for the battle that's ahead of them. You can't come into the rain cold because you're going to get knocked out. They're prepared for the body. What am I saying to you? What I'm saying, church, is when you come to church, you ought to have already started exercising your faith muscle. Meaning when you woke up that morning, you should have went into praise and prayer. When on your way to the church house, you should have been praising God. That way, by the time you walked in, you were already in praise and worship mode. Oh, help me, Jesus. You are already ready to give him glory. So see, watch this. The reason some of y'all get so easily distracted, I'm helping. I feel like it. I am now. The reason some of us get so easily distracted when we get to church, and we're so easily thrown off our square by some idiot in the church parking lot or some other or one of Satan's imps at the door. The reason they can catch you so easily off square is because you didn't come ready to fight. I'm going to help somebody. You didn't show up ready to fight. You came in the church tight. Watch this. You came in the church, come on, tighter than a suit jacket that's three sizes too small. You came and the slightest movement was going to make you pop. But if you had worked out on your way to church, if you had been praising him in the car, come on now. If you had praised him when you got up that morning, if you had prayed a prayer that almost made you sweat, come on now. If you had prayed to God like it was your last prayer, by the time you got to church, that little imp would have avoided you because he would have saw the glory of God shining on you. Come on now. He would have saw God's light shining on you. He would have avoided you because he would have been like, oh, no, he or she ain't to be messed with today. Something is different about you today. Oh, you, yeah, that's right, because I showed up with a praise on my lips. My God. Jesus. Woo, glory, glory, glory. It's something about praising God that just lifts and removes burdens. It's something about worshiping him in the midst of a tragedy or a turmoil or a situation that's different. As I said this earlier, it's easy to worship him when everything is going all right. It's easy to worship God when the bank account got all the money, when you paid the bills and you still got some money, some fun money in the bank. It's easy to worship God, but can you praise God when the bank account is shut? Can you praise God when you done paid all the bills and now all you got is Happy Meal money? Can you still praise him then? Oh, help me. Help me. Huh? Can you praise him then? Jesus. My. Oh, this thing has blessed me. This thing has been good tonight, y'all. Ooh, Jesus. It's been good tonight. I don't know about you, but it's been good tonight. All right. So look here, y'all. This has been good. What is the connection between worship and feelings? Oh, that's good. What is the connection between worship and feelings? Look, y'all, this has been great. I've had a wonderful time. Look, we almost ended on time tonight. Huh? We almost ended on time. That means I got a few minutes that I can go in here and try to work on this girl's music one more time. Y'all know I'm nervous. I'm nervous about folks' stuff. I like stuff to be right. I like stuff to be right. Anyway, y'all, look, this Sunday, LaNasia Tyson, gospel artist, she's hot right now. LaNasia Tyson will be here at the historic Ebenezer, the birthplace of gospel music, the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. It's Father's Day. Y'all come on out. Donuts for dads. We doing all that. That's immediately following. You can grab a donut. Look, we get out of church at 12:15, 12:30. 10:45, 12:15. If you still got 12:30, it's because you want to be, not because you got to be. Huh? Look, it ain't going to be no long time. It's going to be a good time in the Lord. So y'all come on out. That's this Sunday for Father's Day. She's going to come and sing us a couple of joints from her new CD, her new EP release, Dare to Praise Different. Dare to Praise Different. It's going to be a good time. So y'all come on out and hang out with us here. If you're able, if you're in town, if you're nearby. I know y'all got y'all own churches to go to and all that. But come hang out with us over here at the birthplace of gospel music. It's great, man. Look, I said, look, we own that name now. Look, we did what we needed to do to get the copyright on it. We proved ourselves. We gave them the Thomas Dorsey papers. So now it's official. And federally, we're recognized as the birthplace of gospel music. I got a real tongue tied right there for a minute and had a lisp. I don't know what happened. But it's the birthplace of gospel music. Y'all come on through and hang out with us. I know some of y'all been looking. And watch this. If you've been looking for a place to come out, look, I don't beg nobody to come join nobody's church. People who know that, you know, well, look, I send folks to other people's churches. And there are some great churches you can go to. But come hang out. over here with us on Sunday. It'll be a good time, I promise you that. And look, and we get out on time. Praise the Lord. Ain't no whole bunch of talking. And ain't nobody got to sing after every song. You done sung your song, and I got to go up and sing 5 minutes after you done got through. No, that ain't how it works. That ain't how it works. So, again, gospel artist Lanesha Tyson will be here. Donuts for Dads. Y'all come on out and hang out with us. Come on, y'all. I'm going to pray, and we're going to get ready to get out of here. Father God, Lord, we come first just to say thank you. Lord God, we just bless you on this evening for what you have done for us this week, God, and what you continue to do, God. We thank you, God, for simply being who you are, God, in our lives. Lord God, we lift your name right now, God. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord God, we thank you, God, for showing us in your word, God, that even though we might be going through, God, that if we praise you while we're going through, everything will work out, God, in due season. So for that, God, we say thank you. Now, Lord God, as we get ready to leave this place, but never your presence, God, we ask right now, God, for traveling mercy and grace. And God, look here, we ask right now, God, for a special blessing, God, for our Sunday morning service. God, I've been asked to preach this Sunday morning, God. We would ask that you would come, God, and you would touch me right now, God, and give me the words to give your people on this Sunday at 10:45, God. Lord God, we just ask right now, God, that you would have your way in this place. And we will give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Amen. Look, y'all, I got to go. It's been a great show tonight. Y'all come out again Sunday, 10:45, 4501 South Vincennes Avenue. 4501 South Vincennes Avenue is where you can see us on Sunday, this coming Sunday. You can be a part of our wonderful service. I'm working on it, man. I hope to see y'all. I saw some of y'all pop in late on the Facebook broadcast. God bless y'all. Thank y'all so much for those of you who listen on the Blog Talk Radio side. All of the new iHeart listeners, God bless every one of y'all on iHeart. I'm looking forward to meeting some of y'all. Y'all come on in on Facebook and say something to me, or just email us or send us a message. Look, send a carrier pigeon, a raven, send something, snail mail. Email us, taking the limits off at Comcast.net. Tell us what you think. I know it's new to you all on the iHeart side, but we're grateful and thank y'all for welcoming us into your cars, your iPods, your iPads, whatever it is you listen to podcasts on. We're just grateful for that, man. I really, really am. But look, I hope to see some of y'all on Sunday. Like I said, we got Gospel. Lanesha Tyson will be here. I'm going forth with a word. Hopefully, the God will continue to enlighten me on what to tell y'all on Sunday. And then we're going to go from there. So all y'all, man, come on out. Join your boy this coming Sunday, Father's Day. Bring your dads with you. If your dad is still alive, your uncle, whoever your father figure is or was, or you come and you come represent them and come and just hang out with us, man. I promise you you won't be disappointed if you just come and spend a little while with us. Amen. Amen. Hey, y'all, I got to go. But as always, if you got to drive through this special, special city, we call Chi-Town, huh? Chicago, South Side, West Side. Y'all know how we do. If you gotta drive through this special city we call Chicago, y'all know what to do.
With your hands lifted up, say.